little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge the star.
Hey, all right, welcome back again, episode 101 of the Shadow Games Podcast. Yes, this is not George, and no, he's not dead. I don't know. Yeah. Well, he's kind of caught up into something, right, Wayne?
Yeah, he's caught in a cliche. I don't think he's ever gonna get out of it.
I'll let you guys figure that one out. Because all right, so I'll let you guys figure that one out. Give us a heads up on Facebook. Tell us what you think it means. What was the funniest thing? Well, we give you a shout out during one of the podcasts. How about that, huh?
We'll see what we have lying around.
I know. Let's see what's going on here. So, it's been an interesting past week, because last week we didn't get to, we get a chance to do another.
There's a lot going on out back here. We've got some big changes coming in the future, so keep going.
Good
out.
Changes.
Yes. Let's see. A lot of gaming this week, too.
Oh, yeah, tell me about it. I mean, Titanfall. More Titanfall.
Yeah, Titanfall's been keeping me busy. That and Batman Arkham City, I'm finally getting into that.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You dimwit. Really?
I bought it, a few months after it came out when it was on a really good sale, and I kind of put it up until some of the other AAA games where I was playing kind of got old.
So, let me guess, Forza with the autoplay got you bored already?
Actually, I haven't been playing Forza. Even with the autoplay, I haven't really gotten into it much.
You suck.
I want to, but every time I go to get on my Xbox One, it's like, ooh, more Titanfall, or more Call of Duty.
Yeah, Titanfall is one hell of a addictive game. If you guys haven't, got it ready, I don't know why you guys haven't gotten it, you guys are missing out.
That sniper rifle is nice. Once you unlock the sniper rifle,
woo! You start running, boom, you're dead. I'm like, really, you bastard? It's definitely one of the flagship games for the Xbox One.
Yeah.
In its early stages.
Definitely. And I'm planning on putting some video up showcasing some of the different gameplay of the Titanfall on the Xbox One to our YouTube page coming soon. I don't know, as soon as I can get it up there for you. I'm doing some recording, because it's very nice with the Xbox One. You just say, Xbox, record now, or record that, and it records it for you.
You can just go back. So it records how many times you get blown up?
Actually, I've got some pretty good kills on there. So, Titanfall is definitely a good game to play. I just got in the controller.
Yeah. So we'll review that a little bit down the line. Well, I'll review it right now for you guys, but down the line, a couple of after using whatnot.
We'll put up some video of this guy a little bit later, some pictures. Yes. But I mean, right off the bat, you look at this thing, the colors just pop out at you. It's not like bright, vivid colors, but they do stand out.
Yes, so. They do. I like the bottom grip and the lower grip, like on both sides of the palm. Very nice and grippy. Of course, yeah. Had the typical Xbox style layout. The triggers, the shoulder buttons, the D-pad and all. The only thing that I got worried about is how can I say this? Slippery the hands would be, say right where your the base of your thumb would be, because it's very glossy feeling.
It does have a little bit of gloss. I don't think it'll be too bad, but not bad. Yeah. But you could have some minor issues there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I really wish the colors on the side of it, the sides of where you palm it, should be like a grip. So the left hand should be like an orange grip, and then the right hand would be like a black grip. Gives it a little more texture feeling to it, and
kind of like the Tomb Raider controller would actually had the grooves in it.
Yeah, there you go. That felt nice.
That's my favorite controller yet.
Yeah, same here. So this is by far right now for the Xbox One. This is what I like. For the 360, I still like the Tomb Raider one.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a video review for you guys on that one. And let's see what we've been playing this week, Wayne. Go ahead. You first.
Well, I've been doing a lot of Titanfall, obviously. Just a lot of Titanfall.
So you get them from Transformers?
Oh, the card game?
Yeah.
I actually stopped that months ago. Just because I kind of got tired of the way the company's running the game. I might jump back in eventually, but
down the line.
But other than that, I've been playing some Batman Arkham City, finally getting to that one, trying to get through the campaign.
So how far are you in Arkham City?
I just defeated Deathstroke, and I'm investigating the supposed Black Mask murder.
So how much of a pain in the ass was Deathstroke for you?
That was a bit of a challenge.
That's why I hate Deathstroke. That's why I hate playing him on Gods Among Us.
I think it probably took me about, 15 rounds of going fighting him.
Yeah.
It wasn't horrible once I started learning some how he works a little bit and counting, being able to counter correctly, but it was a bit of a pain. So
what else?
Other than that, more Marvel Avengers Alliance, which is going through some changes coming soon. They're actually played him as the one that develops the game. I played on Facebook, which is a good thing for me because they're closing down the version that's actually on the Playdom website.
Really?
Yeah, because what it is they have almost 200,000 users on Facebook, but only 50,000 users on the Playdom site. So Disney is trying to figure out, okay, this isn't working too well on this side, so let's focus on the side that's doing well and keep that going and make that work great. In the meantime, it looks like a lot of the players that are on Playdom are getting shafted and have to start all the way over on the Facebook side. Because Playdom does not allow you to merge your account.
No, it shouldn't have.
Which kind of bugs me a little bit because they have the mobile versions of the game. You can play it on Windows Phone, you can play it on Android or iOS,
uh-huh.
But you can't keep your progress going between the two. So you have to be completely separate. I'm hoping that changes in the future, because then I'll actually download the game on my phone, but so I can play on the go.
Yay. Lame. So that's all this
Yeah, I mean, most of the week has been, or the last few weeks has been Titanfall, quite honestly.
Titanfall.
Yeah.
Well, for me, the past 2 weeks, I agree with Wayne on that. Titanfall, and damn it, more Titanfall. You say, what's your level at?
I believe I'm 31, 32.
I'm at 23 right now. So, yeah, I still got to unlock the sniper rifle. What level do you unlock it?
I forgot what level that was.
It's supposed to be the mid-20s, right?
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, mid-20s. Yeah. So I'm getting close there. I get to pop some dude's head next time.
What I like doing is setting up my Titan so that it'll auto-nuclear explode and eject me.
Yes, that's what I do with mine.
If you get in close, start fighting with them, and you know you're going to die, they're going to destroy you eventually. So if you let them blow up, you have a great chance of taking them out at the same time.
Yeah.
Plus, if they don't, what I do is I kick on the anti-Titanfall weapon as I'm being ejected, and I lock onto him and fire as I'm coming down. I usually can get the last shot in.
I know how that feels. So other than Titanfall this past week, I've been playing a little bit more Ghosts on the Xbox One, playing multiplayer. Nothing too crazy, just a lot of the alien levels. And I've been playing a lot of death matches. Yeah, that's all on the Xbox One. Of course, Killer Instinct. Still trying to brush up on my Spinal, which is still one of my favorite characters of all. If you guys haven't noticed, he's the dead character, but yet he's the one that shows more emotion than the living characters.
Yeah.
So hopefully soon Fulgo is coming out as one character I really want to get back into again, because I know for a fact he's going to be different like everybody else, or his past two games from Super Nintendo and also from Nintendo 64.
Nice.
Also, I've been playing a little bit more of Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3, just having a brush up, having a little fun with my friends here and there. And also this past Monday, doing Salt Mines, somebody brought in their PlayStation 2 and started playing CBS 2, so I started playing that too as well. So we had some good players over there. We had Kevin Lacey, one of my old school players that I played with back in the day. We also had Bruce, a.k.a. Rusty Shackleford, who... surprisingly, he's pretty good on S Group for low tier characters. And then we also had Pinoy, aka Richard, who also played pretty damn well too as well. Other than that, that's been it. On my phone, iOS, I've been playing Marvel Puzzle Quest. A little more on that. So
nice.
That's about it. This whole week for me. I mean, there's nothing more we can haven't played yet until. Any upcoming games you know of, Wayne?
There's a few ones coming out in a couple months, because I think May is when the next few good titles come out.
I still gotta play Thief.
Mm.
which I haven't played yet. Played the first one, but not Thief 2, right? Yeah, Thief 2.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really good. I've seen demos of it. Actually, we played a demo at CES in January, which is pretty awesome. But yeah, so shall we get on with the...
I'm getting some news here. Yeah. So, well, first, let's go into Need for Speed.
Oh, sure. So Need for Speed has cruised on over to, you know, past $100 million in, you know, the total lifetime box office, you know, grosses in the U.S., and the movie banked about $30.5 million. Overall, international sales hit over $96 million. The thing about...
Yeah.
I was kind of iffy on this movie, because you know how a racing movie has to be the Fast and the Furious status. No, this is actually a reminiscence of the old games. Of like Need for Speed, Hot Pursuit, Hot Pursuit 2... Because it's all exotics, a lot of, you know, million-dollar cars and whatnot gets destroyed, typical. You have the police chasing you, you have the helicopter. And the reason why I really like this movie is it's the levels. From the desert to the city in San Francisco to the Redwood City of Northern California.
Nice.
And, you know, it's actually has that feeling to it. The cars actually sounded how it's supposed to be. The actors really, you know... pretty okay job at it. I mean, you got Jesse who may, you know, I'm waiting for him to bring out a bunch of what do you call that, meth from Breaking Bad, but it never really happened. The movies, you know, started off fast, you know, in the good pace, and then in the middle really caught up in the end and just really took off.
Nice.
Good movie at it. I mean, you know, but
is there an actual storyline to it?
Yeah, it's just a, you know, spoiler alert for the people who haven't seen it yet. It's pretty much the guy who's racing got what can I say? He got framed and then found out the truth. Well, knew about the truth, but got framed for it. And so he's out there racing to get his revenge and also get some money back. So, which is, you know, pretty cool. I would suggest for the movie not going out there. Well, if you guys want to, you know, spend like $10-$12 for it, go ahead and watch it. And if you guys want it for like the, you know, the red box, Blu-ray, whatnot, or just rent it, I'd recommend it too as well. So either way, it's good. It depends on what your taste of the movie is. Alrighty, so what we got next?
This is something that's actually kind of exciting. EA has been looking at what Warner Brothers has done with Batman Arkham series, and they want to emulate that with Star Wars.
Who doesn't love the controls for the Batman series, the Arkham series?
It is. It's a solid.
Well,
yeah, it's a very well designed game. I mean,
and the open world of that, the graphics are nice. It's, why not? You know, I mean, this is a good step for, you know, for Warner Brothers, right? Who's doing this?
Yeah.
And it'll be a good twist from the basic, you know, hack and slash from the last what do you call that?
Oh man, which one was that?
I think I
tried to get that out of my memory.
Starkiller, what's his name? Star Wars, whatever.
Yeah, whatever that was.
Yeah, that was actually the second one was okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So EA has signed a 10-year deal with Disney for Star Wars, back in May of 2013. So it'll be interesting to see what they come out with. I mean, They've made it clear that they're not trying. They don't want to make a Star Wars game that replicates the story of the movies. They want it to be its own entity, you know, its own storyline and so forth. But I'm sure it'll crisscross somewhere along the lines.
It's kind of like Force. There you go, Force Unleashed.
Yeah, yeah. Force Unleashed 2 was. Woo!
Force Unleashed was actually pretty fun.
Yeah, it was just so short.
Yeah, I know. The first one's pretty cool, you know, taking the Star Destroyer and just bringing it down slowly. That was awesome. All right, so here's a shocking news that we've seen, or that we're reading here for the first time. For the first time in PAX East history, Nintendo won't attend. So it's kind of like Nintendo not attending CES.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah, pretty much like CES or E3.
Yep.
So yeah, this is pretty much a good shocker right here.
So they want to focus on getting games into people's hands, letting people play games.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure exactly how they're planning on doing this without being in places like PAX, but
it's kind of hard to show the consumer, your very own fan consumer, the people that want to buy your stuff, you know, handheld things that you're coming out with if you're not attending like E3 or especially PAX East. This is pretty much a hard blow to them.
It actually is interesting because also Sony is not going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it's just going to be Microsoft of the big three and then some of the game developers.
Yeah, so it looks like Microsoft is still, you know, rolling with their...
Microsoft's not going to stop going
No.
Not likely. Not unless PAX is having issue bringing people in, which I don't think that's
the case. As, you know, if they bring in Microsoft, they should have a good chance of bringing in Sony too and Nintendo as well.
Yeah, but Nintendo has been doing things a little bit different lately. What was it? Last weekend, they actually gave people the option to download one of their games on the Wii U and play it free for that weekend.
Which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I forgot what game it was, but I think it was like one of the sports games. But they've also done things like with the latest Donkey Kong, where they partnered with different zoos and you let you come in during the weekend to actually play games on the weekend there.
Did you have that at San Diego Zoo, right?
They had it at San Diego Zoo. I didn't get a chance to make it, unfortunately, but you know, it's they're trying to maybe be more front and center to people, make sure they actually are more visible.
Yes, instead of just having like Best Buys or GameStop. Alrighty, yeah. Go ahead and try this one again.
So Disney.
Oh, wow. Disney pays $500 million for a YouTube network that distributes gaming content like PewDiePie and Total Biscuits.
Yeah.
Damn.
So this is interesting. So, Maker Studios is who they're buying out. It's with additional performance-based payouts of up to $450. All told, the deal could be worth up to $950 million. Wow.
That's pretty crazy, though.
Can I join that company? The Maker Studios was founded in 2009, basically just distributes video game related programming.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what they're doing. So, yeah.
Pretty sweet. Pretty much was.
So they actually have 55,000 channels, 380 million subscribers, and 5.5 billion views per month.
That's a lot of views, especially for what Disney's trying to. Especially since Disney acquired LucasArts and also Marvel.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about way to bring it out even more. There it is. Mm-hmm. All right. So another sad news. Say goodbye to BioShock Infinite. You know, its final DLC is out today. Yeah. I love that game, BioShock Infinite. I really love that game, but you know, since the studio was closing down?
Yeah, so the studio is actually going to close down. The head honcho for the studio is going to be picking up pace and moving somewhere else to start a new studio, just on a smaller scale. So it'll be interesting to see what they come out with that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I hope they put in a few more just to, you know, satisfy their fans like myself and George. I mean, you know, hopefully George played already. It's kind of hard to tell where the company's going to go with or how they're going to head towards, but hopefully it's in good hands. So,
Who knows what will happen? I mean, this may be the last BioShock game, but I doubt it. It still did pretty well out there.
Give me BioShock 3.
Hey.
I mean, still waiting for that.
Yeah, Microsoft says it's still committed to coming down the line eventually with the ability to loaning and giving digital Xbox One games. So, kind of like what Steam started doing. It's just a matter of time before everybody really gets on board with that. But it's good that they're actually talking about that now, so. Yay. And of course, there is a Xbox Live status issue right now. Several games are being affected on both the Xbox One and 360.
Oh, what games are those?
Titanfall, Forza 5, Modern Warfare 3, Fable Trilogy, Twisted Pixel, Halo 4. I mean, bunch of them are games. I'm sure this will resolve quickly, but Things that are having going on with it, so you have trouble accessing certain game features, accessing or retrieving your cloud storage data. So if you got your games saved in the cloud, capturing game videos, joining other Xbox Live members on online games, posting game performance or reviewing performance of other Xbox Live members, and purchasing content bundles. This is something that's, you know, probably just a minor glitch and probably get resolved pretty quickly. I wouldn't worry about it too much. By the time I get online later, it'll probably be done. And another big news is that NVIDIA has just revealed a $3,000 video card. GTX.
Yes, you heard that, folks. $3,000 GTX Titan Z graphics card for the supercomputer inspired performance. So pretty much take the highest technology of a processor, motherboard, everything, and just add another $3,000 for one video card for this.
Yeah, so it's the GeForce GTX Titan Z. It is built around two other Kepler GPUs with 12 gigabytes of dedicated memory. You're talking, this is two GK110 chips, if you're keeping up with that stuff. It's powered by a total of 5,760 processing cores, or 280 cores per GPU. It's been engineered to handle 5K and multi-monitor gaming.
How many monitors, Wayne? About 24?
Yeah. Woo! I'm not sure how many I want to mess with that one, but this is really exciting because they're stepping into a realm that's not really been tested too well. This is serious high-end gaming graphics.
This is for the person that wants to blow money because he has money and he has nothing to do with that money.
This would be the graphics card to get if you want a card that's likely going to last you 5 years. Maybe.
I say 10?
I don't know. With the way graphics card technology increases so quickly. That being said, we do know that AMD is also coming out with a very high-end card, too. It's going to be based on their on a dual R9 290 series. Dual GPU system. So we'll see how that one is. I know it's not going to be nearly in that price point, but still be interesting to see what they come up with. I think that's about all we got for news here. Anything else you can think of?
Nothing so far. So we stated in the beginning of the podcast that, you know, we're going through some transitions right now. George is lost in the void, but yet he'll be back. He'll find his way. Don't know how, but he'll find his way.
Man, he's used to crawling around in the dark.
You're an idiot. You know that?
What?
You can tell why half the people that we do the podcast wants to kill him.
This guy. Oh, and then Facebook actually just is buying Oculus Rift. So that's some interesting news for you there.
Hmm.
So, virtual reality for Facebook. That kind of tells me that Facebook really wants to branch out into other things than just the Facebook, because as you know, Facebook's not really the most viable source of income. I mean, it does well, but it's not really growing. So
it's a good start. Well,
they need something else to add to that portfolio, basically.
That's true.
Yeah.
And also, let's see. We're gonna have down the line. We're gonna have some more video reviews. Like Wayne is gonna review this beautiful Titanfall Xbox One controller. I'm gonna review the 808 aluminum canister
Bluetooth speaker,
which is nice. I love the sound out of that thing. It's one of my favorite ones so far.
We've got a few speakers to review, actually.
Oh, yeah.
We're really looking forward to putting those through the test.
We're gonna have a lot of our backlogs up and running soon, hopefully.
Yeah.
And yeah, so if you guys go ahead, like us on Facebook, Visit our website for more content. We also got to introduce our new guy too as well that you brought in.
Yep, we've got a new writer coming on board, so look forward to some content from David there.
Yes, and also con season is coming up. Holy
con!
Wayne over here is the only lucky bastard that's going to to San Diego International Comic Con in July. Yeah. But I will be going to WonderCon. Yes, WonderCon in Anaheim, nice. California. The reason why people call it's the bastardly child of San Diego Comic Con.
Little brother,
the bastardly child, the redheaded stepchild. A little background on that. Just imagine San Diego Comic Con back in the day, not that busy, and then you know you get to walk into any type of movie panels you want without standing in line the day before or 2 days.
Pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a lot more laid back. I mean, it is still busy, but
it's a whole lot more laid back than San Diego, the one that we have over here.
Yeah, unfortunately, I won't be able to make it to that one. I am going to try, which is the same weekend, I'll be trying to make it into Anime Kanji for at least one day to see what's going on with that one.
Yeah, I'm also going to try, I'm not a cosplay person, but I do like taking pictures, so I will try to make it to the Anime Expo up in LA.
Oh, nice.
So hopefully when Mimi and Jesse get here, I could join them too as well and give me the heads up on the cosplaying scene, because I'm actually a total noob at it.
Yep, when they get here, we'll all be
definitely. So
flexing our resource muscles.
Especially towards the anime side, especially here in San Diego. Those guys are very huge at it. If you haven't seen all the posts that Kim, which is Mimi's little sister, and also Mimi herself, been posting a lot of, you know, cosplay stuff. They're really into it too as well. I also got several friends as well outside of Two Shots of Geek that are really into it. I shot a couple of their cosplay stuff, and I tell you what, there's a reason why. It's not just for Asians. These two blonde girls are cute as hell. Anywho, so go ahead and, you know, remind you guys again. Like us on Facebook, share us on Facebook, you visit our website. More things to come, more stuff, especially this coming year alone.
This is the year we're planning to really, really build we're trying to find a way to bring even more content.
Yes,
so.
Even more before, especially towards the video reviews that we're doing later on. Or with
the Xbox One's going to give us a lot of ability to give you gameplay footage from different games that are coming out.
Yes.
Have you tried actually, I don't know if you tried this, I'm not sure if I'm going to get a chance to or not, but take your Xbox 360, plug it into the HDMI input on the Xbox One, and you... If I understand it correctly, you actually will be able to record gameplay from your Xbox 360 with the Xbox One.
So if you're playing
Arkham City
on the Xbox 360, you plug it in to the Xbox One, records it, and then go from there.
I haven't had a chance to test that out, and I'm not sure if I will get that ability to test that out.
Wayne, you have an Xbox right here in front of us.
Yeah, but I have to plug it into the Xbox One, which requires a lot of wiring in my home theater system. Anyways, that's another story.
You are a moron. Okay. Anywho, so this is Fidel and Wayne from TwoShotsOfGeek.com. So we're here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. See you guys next week. See what I did there?